In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Page 10, Part 2, Volume 32, 24, 19, 20, 32. My beloved Jesus, making me his short little visit, told me, my daughter, born and reborn in my divine will, each time that with all your full knowledge, you abandon yourself in its arms of light and remain there inside, so many times are you reborn in the divine will. And these rebirths are one more beautiful and striking than the other. So here Jesus is showing us the Protestant talk about being reborn. When you listen to Jesus, it's to be constantly reborn. There's nothing more spectacular, Jesus says, than being born and reborn in the divine will. And that's what he's looking for in us. He's looking for us, as he says to Louisa, born and reborn in my most holy divine will, with all your full knowledge. Okay, so the more that we learn, the more that we study this gift of the divine will, the more of this knowledge of the divine will we possess. And then he says, then you abandon yourself in the arms of light, the divine will, arms of light. So it's not only knowing about this, then diving into this infinite ocean. And then he says, and there remain inside. And you do this so many times that you are reborn in the divine will. And he says, and these rebirths are one more beautiful and striking than the other. So everything is this infinite life that God is calling us to, this divine life that God is calling us to, is to be constantly be reborn, constantly diving into the divine will, constantly. It's like it's brand new for us each time we enter into this gift. So what the Lord wants us to do is to be aware that this is not human. This is divine. And in the divine, excuse me, it's always to be reborn. Always to be reborn. And that's what he's looking for in us. See, heaven is not stagnant. Heaven is not the same. Heaven in each heartbeat is more beautiful than the moment before. Heaven at every second, microsecond, is more spectacular than the moment before. You know, we have this idea that, you know, we know what happiness is in this life, you know, joy in this life. Well, you can't compare it with the divine will. It's like being reborn again at every instant. Everything is new. Everything is more beautiful. Everything is more resplendent. This is what God wants. He wants us to enter into this life. So when we use human understandings of this, we really, it's like insulting God. This is to enter into a new life. Now, for example, the colors. Just think of colors. Each color will be more spectacular than the last color. This is for all eternity. It will never, ever be the same. It's always continuously more and more beautiful. The smells, more and more beautiful. Everything that you see, everything that you hear, everything that you taste is more beautiful than the last moment. And our God is asking us, do you want to enter into this life now? And that's what he's given to us. He's given to this great opportunity to begin to live this abundant life. So again, it's God is showing us, this is why I have called you, Louisa, many times, the little newborn of my most holy divine will. Because you are always reborn. You return and again, to be reborn again. This is what God is looking for us. He wants to give us this gift. It's not anything that you've ever experienced before. So every time that you read, every time that you study, every time that you grow into this gift, it is more beautiful than the last moment. And if it's not, then we're not reading it correctly. St. Francis says, to pray, you have to be filled with joy. And he says, if you're not filled with joy, then you're not praying. So we look at our prayer life. And that we don't even have a prayer life that is saintly. It's to be filled with hope. Christian hope is certitude. Filled with confidence in God. Filled with trust in God. So when you pray, it's to ask and to thank God at the same time. And that's how you really pray. You pray rejoicing in the fact that God is going to answer your prayer. No matter how difficult it is, even if you don't see it happen, God says, you know, pray, believe that you have received it and it is yours. So what the Lord is looking at in us is to understand Louisa. Louisa is the newborn of God's most holy divine will. While you are reborn, you return to be born again. This is what God wants to give to us. So our first focus is on Louisa. She's the one that possesses this gift. No other saint possessed this gift. To be reborn in the divine will, the newborn of the divine will, is Louisa's title. So he says this, in fact, my most holy divine will is unable to remain idle with Louisa, the one who lives together with the divine will. But the divine will wants to be always occupied by being born again in a continuous way in Louisa and now in us, absorbing Louisa continuously into itself, so much so that my fiat is reborn in Louisa and Louisa is reborn in my most holy divine will. So that it's mutual possession, God possessing Louisa and Louisa possessing God. And that's what God is looking for in us. He wants us to possess him, and he asks us to possess us to possess him, and he to possess us. This is what God is looking for. God is looking for us to do this. God is looking for us to do this. So it's very, very important that we try not to disturb anybody and to live purposefully in this gift. Not to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, or negative, but to be fiat. So what does he say? He says very, very clearly, my divine will wants to be always occupied by being born again. See, this is God's will. God wants us to be born again in the divine will continuously. That's what he gave to Adam. Adam in paradise, everything was beautiful. Everything was holy. Everything was perfect. Everything was glorious. And what God is looking for is he wants this life that he gave to Adam to be alive in us. This is what he gave to Louisa, the newborn, and now he's giving it to us. He wants us to begin to live this life. So, what does that mean? That means that every time you read, you're going to see more new and more beautiful things. Every time that you read, God is going to show you more magnificent things. Every time that you think about the divine will, God's going to show you this. What is he going to do? It's very clear. He says, the divine will wants to be always occupied by being reborn in each and every one of us continuously. It's every moment is going to be more spectacular than the last moment. Every second is going to be more beautiful than the last second. And that's what God is asking us to do. He's asking us to live in the divine will now. That's why he says to Louisa that to be reborn in the divine will is to live in the divine will is to be resurrected with Jesus before we die. To live a resurrected life before we die. So he is expecting us to live this. It's nothing less than sharing in divinity. What the priest put in the drop of water into the chalice every day, may we share in the divinity of Christ. It's not for the future, it's for the present. And Jesus shows us this. It's nothing with the past, it's nothing with the future, it's the present, the eternal now of God. That's where God wants us to live. So he says, these continuous rebirths on both sides, God wanting it and Louisa accepting it, are lives that they mutually exchange, and this is the greatest attestation of love and the most perfect act, and that is to be reborn again, to exchange lives so as to be able to say to one another, see how much I love you, that I give you not acts, but continuous life, continuous divine life. So one of the titles that we have of Louisa is Louisa the Newborn of the Divine Will, Louisa the Firstborn in the Divine Will. Now, God wants to give this to us, but he will not force us to do this. Now, if you say, well, that's, I don't think I can do that, God says, that's right, you cannot do this. When you say, well, I don't think it's for me, God says, that's right, it's not for you. See, God looks for the fiat. God looks for that continuous yes. God looks for that fiat mihi. Let it be done to me, as Our Lady said. This is what God is looking for. And if we don't want this with our whole heart, mind, and soul, God can't give it to us. You have to understand, this is not a devotional life. It's not something that you do sometimes. It has to become your entire life. And that's why God loves us so much. He's giving to us his eternal life. He's giving to us this life where he wants to make us reborn at every instant. Why? Because it's more beautiful than the last. It's more beautiful, more holy, more blessed than the last second. And our God is saying to us, I want you to possess what I gave to Louisa. So this is not something that any of the saints can teach you. This is only what Louisa can give you. This is her gift to be reborn continuously. So when you hear somebody said, I've been reborn, well, that it's like that happened once. And that's not what God wants. God wants continuous rebirth. It's like Lent. It's prayer, fasting, penance, and conversion, continuous conversion, not just once, but constantly being converted, constantly. And I would say this is, I think, a best explanation of being reborn is it's continuous to be open to this divine life, not the human life, but the divine life that God wants us to possess. Now, what did God do? He breathed into dust. Dust was limitless. He breathed into dust his image and likeness. What came out of the dust was God's image and likeness. That's what God wants for us. He wants us to have more than what he gave to Adam. He said, if Adam didn't sin, I would have taught him, as I taught you, Louisa, the book of heaven. But Adam sinned, so I couldn't teach him. He couldn't hear this. See, this is the language of heaven. We have to begin to understand this divine love, the greatest love, the most perfect act, and that is to be reborn continuously. It's an exchange of lives, God with man, man with God. It's God it's the breath. God breathes into us his I love you. We breathe out his I love you. It's not even ours. He gives it to us, and in order for us to give back to him his. And that's the sharing in divinity that God wants. See how much I love you. I give you not acts, but I give you continuous light, love, life. This is what God wants. So when we look at our prayer, and again, this is what the rounds are all about, from volume 16 to volume 36, the rounds are to begin to praise God. He said, I could have put a voice on every plant, animal, and vegetable could have had a voice, thanking God, praising God, loving God, glorifying God. He said, I didn't want that. He said to Adam, I wanted you to be the voice. And when Adam sinned, that voice was silent. There was no I love yous back to God in all of creation. And this is why creation goes against us. Why there's hurricanes, floods, famines, plagues, tornadoes. What's happening? It's because of our sinfulness that the earth is responding to punish us for not living in God's holy divine will, not living this glorious life. So until we begin to live this life that Jesus is showing us in this volume here, until we begin to live this life, there will be continuous earthquakes, floods, famines, plagues, because God is asking us to go back to where we were before the fall, to go back to our origin, so that everything will be in perfect harmony. Man is the final and most glorious creation of God. And what does God do? He makes man in God, his image and likeness, to do what God does. So he's looking at us and he's saying to us, can you say to God continuously what Luis is saying? See how much I love you, that I give you, not ask, but I give back to you continuous life. This is what God is breathing into us, and now we breathe that back into God. He wants to experience this life from outside of himself, and that's us. He breathed into us his image and likeness so that we could give this life back to God. It's we're borrowing it and we're giving it back to him. Volume 31, 8, 7, 1932. Now you must know. Now this is underlined and highlighted because this is a command from Jesus Christ. And that's why the You Must Know book is so important. You have to understand what Jesus is commanding us. He's not commanding anybody not reading the divine will. He's only commanding those who are reading the divine will. And as you read this, you take this command, you take this command from Jesus, and you say, yes, I want to listen, I want to obey. So he says this, that for the one, Louisa, who lets herself be dominated by my most holy divine will, and Louisa, who lives in my most holy divine will, evils lose life in Louisa. Do you see what God is saying to us? I've given this to Louisa. Now I want to give it to you. What does he want? He wants us to be dominated by the divine will and live in the divine will. Why? So that the evils, all our passions, don't have life in us anymore. Do you see what God is doing? The human will brings about the passions. The human will brings about evils in our life. And what God is going to do, and he said to Louisa, I have to empty out hell. All the demons have to leave hell and come to earth. And Louisa said, why? Why do you have to do this? And Jesus says, because this is what mankind wants. I have to give mankind what it wants. Now, he says, basically, he calls this the chastisement. Okay, that's the first thing he does, where the large majority of humanity will be gone. Second thing he does is he says, my mother is marking all my children, all her children, and no harm can come to them. And the third thing he says is that the children of the divine will, the children who are living in the divine will, the chastisement will have little or no effect upon them. And the fourth thing he said is the survivors of this great chastisement are the little children in the holy divine will. Okay, how can this happen? Very simple. Evil will not have any life in us. This is why it's so important that we read and we study, we put this into practice. We let go of the things of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and we embrace the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit must possess us. Jesus must possess us. The Holy Spirit must possess us. The Father, Lord of heaven and earth, must possess us. And we must possess them. Mutual possession. When that happens, the demons can't do a thing to us. Again, he said it will happen like in the time of Noah. One family got through this. That was Noah's family. They had a pure line, if you want to say, to Adam and Eve with no DNA destruction with the Nephilim. The same things happened today. The pure line to the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary, is Louisa Picaretta. And the devils have no connection to her, to them, and will have no connection to us if we are linked to Louisa. This is why it's so important that this is not a devotional thing that we do, occasionally throughout the day. It has to be continuous, continuous fiat, continuous let it be done to me as you say, continuously calling on the divine will on earth as it is in heaven. Remember that the three things that are necessary to live in the divine will is to call on the divine will. The second thing is to want to have this gift. And the third thing is to know that God wants us to have this gift. So that by calling on it, knowing that we want this more than anything else, more than a holy life, more than a saintly life, more than a good life, and this is a divine life, we want this more than anything. And then knowing that this is the life that God wants us to live. So those three things are necessary to live in the divine will. So now Jesus is saying, when we possess this life that God gave to Louisa, evil will have no part of us. What does that mean? All worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin is gone. The demons can't have any hook into us. Father Ripperger's book is very important to go through that, especially at the end of the book. Look at everything that's listed there. Every one of us has been contaminated to a greater or lesser degree. By whom? By our parents, our grandparents, our aunts and our uncles, our relatives, our friends, our teachers, the policemen, our, you know, Boy Scout leaders, Girl Scout leaders, coaches. They have influenced us, the people we've worked with, throughout our life. Those people have influenced us to a greater or lesser degree, and therefore we have to go through every word that Father lists there, and to confess it. If you could go in, and I mentioned this before, if you can go in and go through that whole list, intentionally or unintentionally, you know, again, television, movies, radio have influenced us. Things that we've seen and heard that were from the music industry or the movies, the television, we have been influenced. For example, a lot of these horror movies, you know, where you can get really scared, you know, they go through actual chants of the demonic rituals. They actually put those on. And even though you might not have wanted to participate in it, you participate in it. The reason the Muslims want everyone, men, women, and children, to watch a beheading is you participate in the murder with your eyes. You participate in that murder. And this is why television is so deadly. What does Scripture say? Don't let the thief, the murderer, the fornicator, the liar into your house. That's all. That's television. Let's look at one of the biggest movies that's out there, the Titanic, a love story. It was breaking every commandment. Well, how beautiful that was. Breaking every commandment. It's, again, Jesus, especially during this Lent, if you could go through that and go through each word, you know, to confess, you know, I went through this not intentionally. I didn't even think about it, but it was part of, you know, what was on in the movies or something like that. This is very, very important. To have the divine will dominate you and live in the divine will, evils flee. They have to flee. So one of the best ways is confession. You know, Ouija boards, astrology, tarot cards, palm reading, that's a hook in you. And you can't advance to Jesus. You cannot until you confess that. Well, we were just a game. No, it's a hook in you. You cannot advance without going to confession. And that's the only way you can be freed of it. And again, it's very, very important that you go through your life, you know, like with a fine-tooth comb, and make sure every aspect that you have gone through, intentionally or unintentionally, has been eliminated from you. And again, the best way, again, during this time, is what John Paul II gave us. The chaplet of divine mercy, the 7-day novena, or the novena, the 9-day novena to divine mercy, where your sins are forgiven as if you were a newborn. This is extraordinary. We're so involved in sin with our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners, our doctors, lawyers, you know, teachers, you name it. We're so involved in this that God, in His mercy, has given us mercy because of Louisa. Remember when Louisa went to the throne of the Heavenly Father, and she comes back and she says, "Jesus, everybody has to know Your mercy." And because of that prayer, a year later, Faustina was born. We know of God's mercy now, and. This was needed. What did Jesus say to Faustina? The reason I'm giving you this divine mercy is to prepare the world for my final coming. That's what, 1930s, that's when Jesus said this to her. To prepare the world for my return. Then you look at all the apparitions throughout the world. Everything, it's the same thing. To prepare for Christ's return. Father Gobi, to prepare for Christ's return. Everything is getting us ready for Christ's return. What did Our Lady of Revelation say to Bruno 72 years ago? Time has now come to an end. We have to understand that there's very limited time left. And there's no time to waste. To read this, to study this, to put this into practice is what God is asking of us. And that's it's what God wants. So, the fears have offended me, the frights, the disturbances, lose the seed in order to be born. See how important the divine will is. There's no sin. The soul and the body remain confirmed in good, or confirmed in God. This is what God has planned. The devil is going to go to hell with his tail between his legs, to the bottom pit of hell, knowing that he is a total failure. Everything that he did, from Adam to the last, everything that he did was a failure. God is going to win this. And God is asking us to cooperate with him so that Louisa can reign in us. It's got to be the DNA of Louisa. Why? Because she possesses the DNA of Jesus, the DNA of Mary. No other saint possesses that. It's the spiritual DNA. So it's God is asking us, do you want this? And if we want this, he says, no demon seed can be born in you. The soul and the body will remain confirmed in God. Do you see what God is calling us to? He's calling us to perfection. Remember, you must be perfected as your Heavenly Father is perfect. How is this done? It's done by living in the divine will. It's the only way. It's the only way. The soul finds herself in the condition of the saints in heaven, the blessed. Evil has no more life for them, for the saints in heaven. Because in those celestial regions, in my most holy divine will, evil absolutely cannot enter. Do you see what God's calling us to? He's calling us to perfection. And that's why we repair and redo every day. To repair and redo every day. Not only for us, I mean, that's where you start. For my sins, my thoughts, my words, my deeds, what I've done, what I failed to do. And in the name of everyone and everything. And then you plead your case before God. You speak in the name of everyone. God hears everyone praying that prayer, past, present, and future, with your voice. Everything's being changed. The face of the earth is being repaired. That's the prayer of the Catholics to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. That's what's happening. The face of the earth is being renewed. Why do you think everything's falling apart in the church or in the government? It's because God is purifying the world. He is purifying everyone and everything. And how has that happened? By the prayers of the souls who are repairing and redoing in the divine will. You look very clearly. Everything's happening. Everything's happening that's showing us that it is Jesus and Mary through Louisa that are doing this because of the little children, the holy divine will linked to Louisa. Listen to that. I mean, God wants us to find ourselves in the condition of the saints in heaven. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Evil has no more life for them, for the saints in heaven and the saints on earth. Because in those celestial regions of heaven, in my most holy divine will, evil cannot absolutely enter. So when we call the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, there's no way that this can, no way the evil can exist on earth any longer. It's everything is being repaired. Everything's being redone. By whom? By the little children of the holy divine will. There's not many. Most people, even who are studying the divine will, don't even know this. It's the ones who are repairing and redoing constantly. Hopefully that is us. Therefore, the one, Louisa, who lives in the divine will, can be called and acquire the divine rights of the citizens of heaven. And if Louisa finds herself on earth, where my divine will keeps her for its great designs and for the good of the poor humanity, it is as a citizen away from the celestial fatherland. Do you see why the little children of the holy divine will are going to be the survivors? Because our citizenship is in heaven. It's with Jesus and Mary through Louisa. It's in heaven. It's not on earth. We're being freed of the world, the flesh, and the devil to embrace the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Therefore, Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa who live in the divine will or try to live in the divine will can be called and acquire the right of the rights of the citizens of heaven. And if she finds herself on earth, where we find herself, where my divine will keeps her for its great designs and for the good of poor humanity. See, you're helping your family, you're helping your friends, you're helping your neighbors, you're helping everyone. It's not for sanctification. The divine will is not to become a saint. The divine will is to free the human generations. As a citizen of heaven, we have to begin to understand that our job is to begin to live a life that the saints couldn't even dream of. To begin to live a life of Jesus and of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, that Louisa possesses. That's what God's waiting for. And again, it's to begin to live a peaceful, joyful, happy life. It's to begin to live a life without worry, without fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, or sin. And so the more that we enter into this gift, the sooner we enter into this gift, the sooner the kingdom's going to be established. Again, what did Our Lady say? The few faithful will save the many. What else she said? She said that the majority are doing good things. Few are doing the essential. The essential is to live in the divine will. It's essential that we do this. That when we wake up in the morning and we do our prevenient act, and then we do our actual acts throughout the day. This is what's necessary. Nothing less than this. It's everything. It's everything. And again, to recognize that we are citizens of heaven because of Louisa. Only because of Louisa. Without Louisa, you would have to die to become a citizen of heaven. Because of Louisa, we're going to possess what she possesses And therefore, we have to understand that our home is paradise. Our home is Eden. Our home is the celestial fatherland. Our home is heaven. And we have to begin to live this. How? By being peaceful, joyful, and happy. No more negativity. Peaceful, joyful, and happy. No more complaining. Peaceful, joyful, and happy. And we have to prove this to Jesus, that we believe what he's telling us, by living a peaceful, joyful, happy life. But despite the fact that Luisa is on earth, Luisa does not lose the rights of being a citizen of heaven. It's the same thing for us. Our Lady is marking us. You have to understand that. We are children of the divine will, and no harm can come to us because of Our Lady's marking us as citizens of heaven. As we begin to live this life, as we begin to possess this life, Jesus says, you will survive what's coming. He says, no harm can come to you. Noah was in the ark and for 40 days and 40 nights, tossed about in the waves, but he didn't get wet. We're going to have to go through what's coming, but there's going to be no harm. You have to understand this. And what the Lord wants us to do is to begin to live that peaceful, joyful, happy life now. He says this, she does not lose the rights of being a citizen of heaven, nor of living with the same properties of the celestial fatherland. Okay, so these are divine qualities that God wants to give us. This is what Jesus possesses. This is what the saints in heaven possess. Divine qualities. So what the Lord is asking us to do is to be peaceful, full of peace, joyful. What does Jesus say? I want to give you my joy so that your joy will be complete. I want you to have divine happiness in all situations. Peaceful, joyful, and happy. And that's just the beginning of the divine qualities that God wants us to possess. He needs us to listen to Luisa. And again, it's wisdom and it's beauty and it's harmony. It's everything that God possesses is what God wants to give us. There's no limit. And every second, it's more beautiful than the last. We have to understand that God wants us to live on heaven while on earth. And although she feels herself as away, yet by right, she must possess heaven in her soul in order to live not of earth, but to live of heaven. Do you see what God's doing? We are here, but we're not here. We're here, but this isn't our life. This isn't where we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be in heaven. And we have to begin to live this life of recognizing where we belong. The closer we get to Luisa, the more we will be able to understand. The closer we get to Luisa, the more that we know that heaven is our life. It's not of earth any longer. So, what are the attractions of earth? Okay, what do people do? What are people addicted to? That's the main attractions. They're addicted to it. They can't stop watching TV. They can't stop eating. They can't stop listening to music. They can't stop sports. They can't stop their addiction. This addiction, we have to be freed of all these addictions. Like I've said before, if you love something, give it up. If you love chocolate, give it up. If you're addicted to chocolate, give it up. You have to be free to recognize that this isn't love, this isn't happiness, this isn't joy. It's to really begin to live the life of heaven, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that Luisa possesses. So again, it's to be free of the world, the flesh, and the devil, to be free of all the addictions, to be free and begin to recognize the I love yous in creation. That's what the rounds do. Begin to see and hear and smell and taste and touch all the I love yous in creation. So that when you do your rounds, when you pray your rounds, when you make your rounds, What happens at that point? You're filled with joy. You're filled with ecstasy. You know, as St. Francis says, if you're not filled with joy, you're not praying. It's more than that. It's to be filled with ecstasy. Ah, to live in my most holy divine will calls heaven to earth. To live in the divine will, its light writes on her forehead with indelible characters, perennial love, imperturbable peace, confirmation of all goods, daughter of the supreme being. Right? Now, God is asking us to, this is, like I said, Our Lady is marking her children. This is what she marks her children with. Perennial love, everlasting peace, confirmation of all goods, son and daughter of the supreme being. This is who we are. And as we begin to live this, we begin to understand why we're here. We're here to repair and redo. We're here to call the divine will on earth as it is in heaven. We're here to fall deeper and deeper in love with Jesus and Mary through this little newborn, Luisa Picaretta. It's very, very important that we don't give up. Enter into this gift. And Jesus said, remember what Jesus said to Luisa in volume 36? He said that God made the senses, the human senses for God. We're to see God and to smell God and to taste God and to touch God, to hear, smell, taste, touch, and what's the other one? Whatever. The five senses. It's to begin to live this life of seeing God. And as Catholics, this is why God is calling us to be in front of the Blessed Sacrament. To look at Jesus, to fall in love with Jesus. If you don't have exposition, go to Divine Will. Go to Savior.org or another place where you can have Jesus in your home, on television, on your internet, on your iPad, on your iPhone, and you can talk to him and tell him how much you love him. So we are seeing God already as Catholics. When the word is proclaimed, we're hearing Jesus speak to us. Through the holy incense, we're smelling the odor of sanctity. You know, we're tasting Jesus when we receive the host. When you hold hands, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. God is present. We are beginning to make these senses that God gave us the way he wants them to. But it's only the beginning. It's only the beginning. So he's asking us to begin to use our senses. When you're doing your rounds, when you're outside doing your rounds, look at the trees. Listen to the dogs barking. Listen to the birds chirping. And be the voice of all of creation, loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God. You know, this is how Jesus prayed. This is how Mary prayed. And when we pray the rounds, learn how to do this. It's not, well, I'm making my rounds. No, I want to hear the birds as Jesus heard them. And I want to give to the Father all the glory that Jesus gave to the Father by the listening of the chirping. I want to see the leaves as Jesus saw the leaves, to give God all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. It's not to do my rounds, but to do the rounds as Jesus did. He did the divine things. We as humans can't do divine things. Jesus does it. So you participate in what Jesus has done. Therefore, he says, always in my divine will do I want you, Luisa. And again, put your name there. Jesus is saying, always in my most holy divine will do I, God, want you and your name so that you can enjoy the properties of your celestial fatherland. What are they? They are continuous love, highest peace, and the divine will as life of all the saints in heaven, life of all the blessed. Do you see what God's calling us to? This is not about being good and holy and saintly. It's about sharing in divinity. It's about to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that Louisa possesses. And that's what we want. And Jesus says that. You are the first link to me and my mother, Jesus says. And everyone else who will be linked to me and my mother, the new Adam and the new Eve, will be linked to you, Louisa. You are the connection. You're the one, you are the newborn, you are the firstborn of the divine will. And everyone else will possess this gift through you, Louisa Picaretta. That's what God is doing. That's what God wants. Read this, study this, put this into practice. This is so important for each and every one of us to begin to live this abundant life. God wants us to possess this. He wants us to have this. He wants us to enter into the divine life. That's what he wants. So he's looking at us. And he's saying, are you reading? Are you studying? Are you putting this into practice? And if we say yes, he says, good. Enter even deeper. Enter it to even more. God is doing this, and he's predestined us to live at this time to also possess this gift. It's not for the world. It's for the few who have the book of heaven. And why he's done this, I have no idea, but he's done it. So give your fiat continuously. This is what is needed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.